Previously on Finish It, the Cave of Time.
All right, so so he's like, do you want to come back to the castle or not?
How mad were you when you got to the knight?
I swore out loud. That's how mad I was.
I find a brightly lighted chamber.
What?
With a bearded man seated in a chair. This is a very overgrown, very bearded man. Yeah. This man is more beard than man.
You find life at sea much harder than you expected.
God, this kid hates everything.
But eventually, you become captain of your own ship. Hello,
Woo!
I'm Matt Yule.
Hi, I'm Chris Yule.
Welcome to Finish It,
a completionist choose your own adventure podcast.
Every page, every ending, every book, every nibble is better than the last.
That was really weird, but I don't care because I'm on spring break.
What do you mean you're on spring break?
I'm on spring break. Yeah, it's June. But I am still on my spring break.
It's not. Oh, you mean like it's June when this comes out?
I'm living in the future. And I'm awesome living on spring break.
Is this like going to be a whole thing for this whole episode?
Mm-hmm. I'm on spring break this whole episode. Well, because
does
like,
that even happen in June? I thought it happens in April or something.
It started in April.
This is a bizarre beginning.
when I was in school, I got a spring break, right? And as an adult, sometimes I would take a little vacation, but I have a kid,
yeah.
So I don't get a spring break. I don't get any breaks, right?
Right, that's right.
Which is fine, because she's beautiful and wonderful, but I decided I was going to have spring break, so I added up how many hours a usual spring break is, mm-hmm. and I'm just taking them like 4 hours at a time every night after my kid goes to bed. So I have 2 more weeks of spring break.
What are you getting up to? What's a usual spring break night?
You know, some drinks.
Yeah.
Some watching some TV, eating some cookies.
Yeah.
Classic spring break stuff.
There's nothing like cookies and cocktails.
Nothing says spring break like sitting in the dark by yourself, eating old cookies and drinking cheap wine until you fall asleep.
Doctor Strange and crying for some reason. Because you're old, it reminds you of things.
The crying helps me fall asleep.
That's good. Wears you out.
Yeah. So my spring break is going great, so I'm having a good time. How are you doing?
You should get one of them yard-long margarita plastic tube cups and put the wine in it. I wonder how much wine can go in there. A yard of it, I guess.
Less than you would think. It's a yard, but that's why we don't generally measure liquids in inches and feet
distance.
And yards in distance because we can be deceived by skinny cups. I'm not falling for that trick. I'm using a coffee mug, thank you very much, because I'm on spring break.
This is the most sad dead spring break story I've ever heard.
Are you talking about classic spring break?
Just barefooted dad drinking wine to eat cookies. It's the worst. It's absolutely the worst. Are you watching stuff?
Dirty shirts, no shoes, no problems.
I could talk about this for the rest of the day. We don't need to.
Well, I'll be on spring break for another 2 weeks, so we can talk about it.
I can see a clock behind your head, so I know exactly how much spring break you have left tonight. And it's not as much as you like.
That clock is out of batteries.
Oh, okay. That explains a lot. I feel better. I was getting creeped out. Yeah.
What is this? Week 7?
Week 7.
Congratulations. How was your adventure?
It was pretty good. It was okay. No, it was really honestly terrible. It was very, very bad. But how are you holding up mentally now that we're almost 2 months into it?
I'm feeling good.
Are you broken?
I got a little crack of sunlight this week.
Oh, well, then you can just go straight to heck is what you could do.
If you fell back into that medieval pond hole, that's your own fault.
I didn't.
Okay.
I managed not to do that, but everything else was terrible. But I'm glad you had a great time.
Well, let's find out. I mean, that's hyperbole. That's being generous. But let's find out exactly what did happen this week in the Cave of Time.
The Cave of Time.
Well, let me go.
And also around the cave near in a what?
Let me go first and then you go.
Okay.
The Cave of Time.
The Cave of Time. I'm just saying the Cave of Time.
You did it over me. So it's like,
so
I think the polite thing.
Oh, you think everybody wants to hear us do it separately?
To hear them separately, yeah.
All right, sorry. Yeah. The Cave of Time.
Good, good. Now I've got it clean, and I can cut it out. You've hiked through Snake Canyon once before while visiting your Uncle Howard at Red Creek Ranch, but you never noticed any cave entrance. It looks as though...
Because you're a big expert about Snake Canyon, having walked through it one time, you know everything. All the locations of where caves could be. Come on, this kid doesn't know anything.
This kid thinks a lot of what he knows. It looks as though a recent rock slide has uncovered it. Welcome back to Snake Canyon, Matt.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. So.
We got a dusty bare feet.
This part.
Walking through Snake.
You know what's harder for me than reading this part of the book that we have to read every week?
Talking about it.
Like, just recapping where it is. Maybe we could come up with a shorthand for this part of the book.
No, I think people need the reminder.
We have to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just painful. So.
We're only 7 episodes in.
Weird cave. It glows.
It does.
Why did you have to say that? You made me so sad.
I said it does.
When you said we're only 7 episodes in.
Oh.
Because I keep feeling all good, like we've gotten all of these endings.
No.
Well, we haven't. At best,
and we both got the same one time, so that's an extra week.
I didn't even think about that. I was all excited about getting the same one, and now it just means we have an extra week.
That's right.
And I was doing some math. I was thinking, at best, we read, what, maybe 5 new pages a week between us?
That's tremendously generous and is going to become... I got 1 new page this week. And that's going to become the regular thing.
So,
how many new pages did you get this week?
It's 115 pages.
I'm thinking 2.
Let's find out, shall we?
Let's find out.
It's one glowy, creepy cave. So you head back out. But what? It's nighttime and the moon's wrong. What did you do, Matt? Did you decide to start back home or did you decide to wait?
I chose to wait.
I also chose to wait. Welcome to page 5. Look at us. Join me in page 5.
Off to page 5.
With its tiny cave picture and its extraordinary amount of negative space. We wait until morning, but a chill, forbidding wind begins to blow. Do you seek shelter or do you brave the freezing wind? You didn't want to fall back into the...
Not this time. I'll go back there one day.
Your business is...
But no, I chose to brave the freezing wind to see more of the world about me. How about you?
My business is also fully dry. I chose... to see more of the world about me. All right, let's
off to page 16. We did the same.
Skip thing. Over to page 16 together. Oh, this is fun. This is a good place to diverge because I feel like we did.
We might have.
Resolutely trudge along a rocky ridge,
and fun is going crazy. To say that this is fun, the way we diverged on this page.
Hey, man,
is not a normal person thing to say.
That's the problem. You're not in that spring break frame of mind. Right? Like spring break.
I've hardly even had 3 or 4 inches of wine tonight.
Yeah, you're about a full foot behind me. Like spring break frame of mind, you're hanging in the hotel, you're watching TV.
Yeah.
Maybe golf comes on. You don't like golf, but it's spring break. Why don't you watch some golf? See what it's like. Spring break.
It's a very, very dead spring break. This is a brutally sad dead.
All right.
Golf spring.
Anyways,
okay.
As we're walking along, we fall into a crevasse, which is the Cave of Time. Which is
just to be clear, we're about to die because it's so terrible outside.
Mm-hmm.
And we fall in a hole.
And realize we're back
and we're back.
The Cave of Time. And we actually do call it the Cave of Time. Now, we have a right-hand passageway or a left-hand passageway choice here. Do you go right or do you go left?
I went right, and this is why I said it's crazy to call it fun, because the choice you're talking about is left or right.
But it's a good place to diverge at a binary.
Well, I mean, it's maybe the best two directions to diverge into, mm-hmm. because it's very clear. Mm-hmm. Did you go left, Dyson?
I did.
Okay. Off you. Do you want to go?
No, I want to hear about the horrible experience you had.
All right, short and nothing. So
hold
I went
on a second,
right.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I think you should take a breath.
Okay.
You seem very negative about your experience.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But there's still value to be had in the experience.
Incorrect. I mean, there's value in that we're one more ending closer to not having to do this anymore with this book.
But there's a gem. There's
so a I knocked a new one out.
There's something in this story that Edward Packard, the great Edward Packard, thought was good enough to put into a published piece of literature.
And you're going to hear some of that genius tonight from me.
I think I know where you're going.
You know exactly where I'm going. And eagle-eared listeners will realize that I had a specific way of choosing things tonight, which is that I picked the second choice every time.
Opposites of the other time.
Of a couple weeks ago, I did the first. Now I did the second, because I didn't want to do the second choice last time in case you did.
Sure. That was really smart. That's why I didn't do the second choice last week.
Hey. So then I was like, okay, I think I should be safe this time. If not, we can just be mad at each other. So you're right. You and I'm sure our listeners will realize that I've run into the old man in the chamber at the center, presumably the Cave of Time.
It does feel like the center of the Cave of Time.
Yeah.
Welcome, he says, as if he has been expecting you.
Yeah, as if.
As if he's been expecting you. He doesn't know your life.
So I say, thank you, and can you help me find my way back to my own time? And he says, well, tell me why you want to return to your own time instead of another time. Mm-hmm. And this is the page that's very exciting because you have four options. Because I want to be a family friend, because I don't want a chance of being in bad time. I want to try another time, but only if you make sure I can get home, or... Who are you? And we've done a couple of those. Yep. I don't remember the second one we did.
It was the first one and the last one of the ones that I've done.
Oh, it would have been funnier not to tell me, but I understand the self-preservation of wanting to make sure I know. I obviously chose the second.
Which is?
Which is because I don't want to take a chance of being in a bad time.
The coward's answer.
The coward's answer. Mm-hmm. This takes me to page 41.
A new page, I'm assuming, right?
Which I will. Yeah, this is the new page.
I'm excited.
Which is, I will reveal to you in its entirety now.
Are you going
to
read the whole thing?
Yeah. It won't take long at all.
Oh, it's one of those.
I can understand, the old man replies, why you don't want to take a chance with another time. For other times are perilous and filled with evil people and evil deeds. You are wise to avoid them. And I will gladly direct you back to your own time, which you should know is no better and no worse. The end.
So, when you say you got
that one, Edward Packard decided is for the kids, for the little ones. That's the ending. They're laying in bed. Oh, this one, Dad. Back to your own time, which is just as bad and terrible as every other time that ever was and ever will be.
Go to sleep.
Good night. Go to sleep. You know your story's over.
Your story's over.
Good
night. I'm tired of reading this book to you over and over.
Why do you keep picking this storyline?
Every night, it's Daddy, read me this book. Every night, it's Daddy, let's brave the freezing winds and see the world. Every night, it's Daddy, let's go to the left.
So anyway, so I learned two valuable things. The first is that definitely Edward Packard does not like children. Which means that little note about Andrea Packard assisting at the beginning is full on sarcastic.
It's a dig in some way, right?
And then the second thing I learned is if you want to get to that chamber, choose a second choice every time you get to that chamber with that old man. Good because we got one more ending to get out of that.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for taking the bullet and getting that truly horrible ending as a sacrifice so that I don't have to do it until I accidentally do it 12 weeks from now. Yeah, you are
excellent. You're like, well, I'm here. I'll pick the one we haven't done yet.
So when you said that you got one new page this week, you meant you got one new paragraph this week.
It was two paragraphs. It was also two sentences. I don't remember a lot from school. I don't think you can have a paragraph that's one sentence, but the words are awfully big in this book.
You mean the type?
No, the words. They're long. They're many syllables. These are big, difficult words for children. Yes, wow. You're right. I mean the type.
I'm sorry, Matt.
No, it's fine. It's great.
I'm surprised that he... Okay, that's three experiences with the old man. And he sent us back to our own time every single time. I'm actually really surprised by that. I would have thought that a couple of those responses would have been... Like, that was the wrong answer. And then, like, you have to replace him. Or he eats you. Or he, like, steals your fingers. I don't know. Where's all the gruesomeness?
Yeah, exactly. I thought for sure this is going to be the time where he sends me... He's like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's what you want the old man to do? And then he just sends me to Monster Times and I get eaten by a monster or something.
Yeah, that was the coward's answer. Cowards go to Monster Times.
Although not in real life. Cowards go back home knowing that they're a coward.
But when was Monster Times? I think that was between the Dark Ages and the Bronze Ages?
Definitely.
Okay. So, I don't know why you didn't like that. That's fun as a new paragraph.
When we started doing this, mm-hmm. I would be like, okay, once I figured out it's best to read it right before we podcast, right before we record.
Yeah.
I was like, well, like an hour ahead of time, I'll read my story.
Yeah.
And I quickly realized I don't need an hour.
No.
Right? This was about 2.5 minutes, and my wife is out of town, so I read it aloud to my dog. And even reading it out loud took like 2.5, maybe 3 minutes to get through that story. I made 4 decisions.
Let's go back for a second.
Okay.
So when you say your wife is out of town,
she's not.
Read it out loud to your dog.
That's right.
I want to break this down.
Okay.
Was that because you usually read it to your wife? Or was it because since she's out of town, you finally felt comfortable reading it out loud to your dog?
I think it was because... My dog seemed lonely.
Because your wife's out of town.
Yeah, so I read her a story.
Did she like it?
No, she didn't care at all. And she was like, that was short and not very good. And now I'm depressed. Now she's depressed.
Well, you'll have to read her some more endings so she understands that. How the book works.
Part of the problem was when I started reading, I was like, you've walked through Snake Canyon once, but like, I'm talking like dog talk. And then I'm turning the pages like,
I can't do
this. And by the last page, I'm just like, you just should go home.
And it's no good. And it's the worst. It's not better. And it's not worse. Yeah. It's just all of time and all of people are horrible.
So it's like from my dog's point of view, not understanding English, it was just 3 minutes of me slowly getting mad at her for no reason.
So, like, from your dog's point of view, you were like, oh, hey, come over here. We're going to have an experience together. You're going to watch me go from excited to really mad and sad. Here's your dinner. Good night.
That's exactly accurate.
That's a fun new game.
It was great.
Watch me break down. Mm-hmm. I should try that game with my kid. Matt, are you ready for this week's quiz game?
I heard
you talking a whole lot about making some music for the quiz game.
Do you have any music? Talking a lot about it. I do.
Do you do?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
It's time for the game show. Can you get into it? We're going to make you choose between a thing and a thing. And if you like the thing, then you win. Go, go.
At best, that's a rough sketch.
Yeah, I didn't record it. Sorry, I was gonna, and then I just kind of forgot, and then I just didn't do it.
Okay, well, you know what? That's not a surprise to me, so I actually did make some quiz show music.
Okay.
Because I had a feeling that you wouldn't, so here we go.
Wow.
Oh. And when you don't make music for the show, this is what happens.
I would say that some record label would come after us and do a takedown, but not for that, I don't think.
Not for that.
They're like, it's fine.
Have at it.
Yeah.
Maybe because they're trying to erase it from existence, and we're making that more difficult. Mm. All right, on this week's quiz show game of Choose Your Own Adventures, or...
Or...
The big challenge is Choose Your Own Adventure,
or...
Or...
Sorry.
Episode of the 80s cartoon series... Mask, which you and I enjoyed very thoroughly. I remember we had one of the toys. I think it was an orange car.
We had a lot more than one of the toys.
Really?
Yeah, because we had the car, and we had the motorcycle that was a helicopter, and we had the blue semi-truck that turned into a tank where it just, like, laid down.
You know what? In my mind, that was all one toy, and it turned into all those different things. Because that was the idea of this show, is that they had cool vehicles that each transformed into another vehicle.
Yeah, but it wasn't just, like, 18 guys sharing one vehicle that turned into a bunch of stuff.
Whoa. I thought it was one guy.
His name is Mask. And each time it
changed, he changed to a different person.
Oh, that maybe. You know what? It's been a while. You could be right.
All right. So I'm going to name a. I'm going to give you a title, and you tell me if it's a choose your own adventure book or if it is a episode of the cartoon show Mask.
Okay.
The first one is Mountain Biker.
Boy, that's choose your own.
That's correct. That is the choose your own adventure. I tried to trick you there. All right. All right. One Matt, zero me. The second one is called Incident in Istanbul.
Well, that sounds politically charged, so it's got to be an episode of Mask.
It is.
No, it's not. It's really.
It is an episode of Mask, yes.
All right. So that's one to steer clear of, I think, if you're going to rewatch Mask.
The next one is Secret of the Andes.
That's a choose your own.
Nope. Sorry.
Are you sure?
Did
you
Google it? Episode of Mask from November 4th, 1985. It might
What was the secret of the Andes?
I don't know. I'd have to watch the episode.
It's that a maid puts it on the pillow for you. That's where it comes from.
Are you ready for your next question?
Did you get that joke?
What? Oh,
the
the
secret of the Andes is a maid puts it there. Right? Wasn't there a mint? It was called Andes. And it was a little mint chocolate bar. Like a little rectangle, and they put it on a pillow. Remember?
Stupid.
Google it. It's
stupid,
a thing.
Stupid joke. Good joke. Congratulations on your good joke.
Thank you.
God. Okay. The next one is Green Nightmare.
Mask.
Yes, that is an episode of Mask. Do you remember that episode? Is that why you knew so confidently?
I do not.
Okay. How about bum, 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 The Artemis Enigma.
Choose your own.
I'm sorry, that's an episode of Mask.
Wow, that sounds good. What's that one about?
And there's a thing called Artemis.
Okay.
It's very puzzling.
All right.
Here is one. This one's called Fire! Exclamation point.
Well, I think it's an episode of Mask, but I want it to be a choose your own really bad.
It is Mask? A choose your own adventure.
Oh, what? What number?
Lost it. Let's see. It is number. It's not number two or three. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It's like one. I mean, they were reaching one.
Is it like fire? Like there is a fire, or is like fire? Like this is you're about to be shot by a firing squad, and it's the last thing you hear, and then you have an occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge moment where you.
Ooh, yeah, I love that short story.
That would be a choose your own adventure with one ending.
Maybe it's a choose your own adventure book, but every ending, it ends with fire. So it's just you on your normal day. But then if you choose one thing, you end up in a hotel fire. If you choose another thing, you end up on a firing squad.
Right. Somebody yells fire every time is the point at the end. Yeah. So the last line is fire.
Yeah. Every ending comes from some form of fire.
One of them, you find yourself accidentally at the Met Gala, and you throw on a costume, and then somebody sees you, and they say, fire.
Yeah.
And like, it's a good outfit. And like, it's
a very good outfit.
Yeah, and you're nailing it.
Then there's another one.
Is my outfit okay? Fire. And you're like, I think that's a good ending.
And then there's another one where, and I like this one, where you are playing charades with your friends, and you're like making gestures like something's burning up, and nobody gets it, and then the timer goes ding, and then you look at everybody and say fire, and then that's the end.
And then one of them is your brother's like, is it a choose your own adventure or an episode of Mask? What name an episode of name something that you don't know if it's a choose your own adventure or an episode of Mask, and then you say fire.
You say fire, and then that's where it ends.
That's the only one where it ends. No, that doesn't make sense.
If we ever find ourselves in one of these books,
we'll
have done our job. Okay, you ready for your next one?
Yeah, yeah.
Ninja Avenger.
Choose your own.
Correct.
No, that sounds like
a good one. Are you ready for the lightning round?
Yeah, lightning round. All right, yeah, I am ready for the lightning round.
Where Eagles Dare.
Mask.
That's right. Killer Virus.
Mask.
Wrong. Raiders of the Orient Express.
Mask.
Right. Venice Menace.
Well, mask. It rhymes.
Correct. Quest of the Canyon.
Choose your own.
Wrong.
Ah.
The Riddle of the Raven Master.
Choose your own.
Wrong.
What? There's a Raven Master character? Sorry, go ahead.
Blackout.
Choose your own.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's no exclamation point. If there'd been an exclamation point, it probably would have been a Choose Your Own Adventure. I'll give you one more, and then we'll move on.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
I am.
The Eyes of the Skull.
All right, if it's actually eyes and a skull, that is creepy. That's a Choose Your Own.
That is an episode of Mask. Farts. Thank you for playing. Choose Your Own Adventure or
the eyes of the skull. What was it?
The Eyes of the Skull.
And it does it say what happens in the episode?
Let's see. Oh, it has a full review of every episode of this television show.
Wow. Did we do that?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's like a poll review. It's like a crowdsourced review site.
So we could help.
Mask. There are 5 possible responses for the poll at the bottom of each episode. You watch it, and you rate it from 1 to 5.
I love that.
5 is great, a signature episode. 1 is
a signature episode.
One is awful. Remove it from the Mask library! Exclamation point.
Oh, man. Wow. That's so good.
This one features the Venom leader, Miles Mayhem, using an ancient crystal skull, with x-ray vision to see through Matt Tracker's mask. Discovering his true identity on the streets of San Francisco, Mayhem then kidnaps Matt's son, Scott Tracker. The ransom for Scott's safe return includes all of Mask's masks. Oh. He's got you there. He's got you by the genitals there. Are you ready for a real adventure? Chosen by a true hero?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I can actually hear you.
Yes. Yeah. So you went left.
So I went
left. We parted ways in the most exciting possible manner. You went left.
I did. I chose the left-hand passageway, the hero's choice, as some people might say. I follow, this is new fun stuff. I follow the left passageway, leads upwards to the surface. Before you, a grassy meadow slopes to a clear, fast-flowing stream.
Whoa.
Beyond it are pine-covered foothills. I might be in Wyoming of my own time, but whatever time it is, it seems to be hospitable.
The life this kid has lived.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No.
I notice a herd of buffalo.
Wait. Sorry.
Yeah.
Very sorry. Okay.
Go ahead.
Didn't we many episodes ago discuss how this Snake Canyon situation seemed Wyoming-y? Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Maybe he just is from Wyoming, and this is the proof that we were looking for this whole time.
I think if he was from Wyoming, it said you might be back in, like where you're from. I don't know if it would say in Wyoming. Maybe he's from like Utah. Snake Canyon could be very Utah.
Oh, yeah, it does sound more Utah.
Right. Even Nevada, maybe.
All right, well, it's bizarre. I'm sorry. Please continue.
You notice a herd of buffalo grazing, but nowhere can you see a house, fence, or road, or any sign of a human presence. It's possible you were living hundreds, perhaps thousands of years ago. Like in the woods, yeah. But okay, whatever. Are you ready?
Well, wait, how many buffalo were alive in 1979? Did they bring them back or something? Or was that bison? I'm not very smart.
I think bison. I don't know. Because we eat buffalo. Let's leave
this part in, not edit it out, and not Google the answer to that. Mom can DM us what the difference is and how many there were in 1979.
Yeah, DM us or just add us. It's at FinishItPod, and that's Twitter, Mom.
She knows.
Okay.
Or just we'll call you.
Are you ready for the next paragraph, though? So I'm gazing at some beautiful buffalo, mm-hmm. right? And I turn my gaze upward. One of the puffy white clouds is moving in a strange fashion. It is descending. a spaceship is landing right before your eyes, only a few hundred yards away.
What is happening?
Cloud spaceship.
Why is he tricking us?
Cloud spaceship is happening.
Cloud spaceship is really good.
Oh, you like buffaloes and streams and pine trees? What about a cloud spaceship? Thank you, Edward Packard, for throwing me a bone.
My you thought I was going to do something insensitive with native people. I did not.
I spent a solid 20 minutes. I put the book down and went and did other things while I tried to decide which choice to make here. Because I was so excited about a new like genre slash time period. The choices are, if you hide from view, mm-hmm. turn to page 38. Mm-hmm. If you go up to the spaceship, turn to page 40.
Okay.
Can I ask what you would do?
I would do what you did and go up to the spaceship.
Yes, you are correct. I turned to page 40. I went up to the spaceship. I cautiously approach the spaceship and, to my amazement, see that it's resting a foot or so above the ground without any visible mechanism keeping it aloft. No engines.
Is that because it's attached to a cloud? That's just science.
That's just science.
Science floating above. Clouds float.
And then you walk right through it. It's a little wet. Just kidding.
You die happily knowing you've seen the weirdest cloud.
It's some good futurist stuff here, though, because there's no engines, rockets, exhaust, portholes, landing gear, antenna, or any equipment you might imagine a spaceship would need. It must be the product of a supremely advanced civilization.
Or an incredibly old one.
Trusting that such people have learned to be loving towards others, which is...
Wow.
That's a big assumption. You approach the ship. Or maybe that's just how people felt in the late 70s. I can't imagine. In 79?
I don't think so. Maybe you're the kind of person who's like, somebody get me off this crazy rock. And then maybe you think
do that, that again. I don't think we got that clean, actually. There was a weird sound. Can you do that again?
Sorry. I have allergies. Somebody get me off this crazy rock.
Can you do it like a little louder?
Somebody get me off this crazy rock.
Yeah, there's still a weird interference thing. Can you just do like a fun voice for it? Like mm-hmm. Like a nerd.
Somebody get me off this crazy rock.
Okay, I think we got it. I like it.
This is going to be a successful podcast.
Well, because I think probably what's happened, some horrible murder will happen to one of us. And then we will be the podcast that is referenced in a new prestige true crime podcast.
Oh, I love that. We should make that podcast.
This is a very good idea.
if by like episode 20, nobody's listening to this podcast, and we know, by the way, we can tell, then we stop this podcast, fake a death, start a new prestige podcast, premium stuff, about the murder of the people from the podcast, and then at the end, we reveal our new Choose Your Own Adventure, which is all about the murder of some people in a podcast and the people investigating the podcast.
This is very, very good.
Sorry.
Should I edit that out so that we can actually do it one day?
No, leave it in there.
Okay. All right, do you want to hear what happens with these aliens?
Yeah.
So, I approach the ship.
There's aliens?
Well, no. Oh. I approach the ship. A portal slides open, but all I can see is a shimmering blue light inside. A large cube is thrust out through the portal and lowered to the ground by mechanical arms. The top of the cube is withdrawn, leaving a pallet on which lie the sleeping forms of three men and three women, dressed in shrouds of animal skin. Their bodies and features remind you of pictures you've seen depicting the earliest men on Earth. Right? You have an impulse to jump aboard the spaceship before the portal closes. So, Edward Packard just revealed to us where humans came from, right?
No, these were abducted humans who were studied.
Oh.
Do you think, that would be funny if aliens drop people off like six at a time.
No, I think that this is how they started life on Earth. Aliens created these beings, figured out what kind of clothes they would wear, made six of them because that's enough, and plopped them down where the buffalo roam.
It's like this is another entry in the Aliens movie series where Ridley Scott is like, you see, the spaceship comes down in a cloud and puts six cavemen on the ground out of a blue cube. Three of the cavemen are men. Three of the cavemen are women.
You do the cave math. And as we all know, life originated in North America. But my choice is, oh, the last sentence is, you have an impulse to jump aboard the spaceship before the portal closes.
Right, so good, what do you impulse. Choose? Yeah.
If you do, turn to page 115. If Ooh. Not, turn to page 83. Again, I set the book down. I went and I washed some dishes. Because this is like, it's rare where we get this whole new branch. And I definitely wanted to make the most of it. So I chose
have to do
jump
it again. Yeah.
Onto the spaceship. Which took us, which takes me to page 115, the page that you and I have both accidentally read
Excellent.
The first couple sentences of.
Now we can officially and legitimately know
mm-hmm.
what happens on technically the last page of the book.
So as we both read, I jump aboard and find yourself in a sealed chamber. The walls surrounding you remind you of the inside of a bathtub. So another way of saying that would be the walls around you are white.
Imagine, if you will, it being in a bathtub, and there's a bathtub on top of you, but upside down.
And there's
this
no
is space.
It occurs to you the beings who control this spaceship have some means of manipulating time. I don't know why that occurs to me.
Just a bunch of stuff occurs to this kid. Move past it. Doesn't matter. He's nuts.
Could it be that the Cave of Time is their creation? Now we're getting some origin story stuff for this whole thing. So I appreciate that.
Why in the world would you think that these aliens that came down in a cloud made caves that go through time?
Clearly, if they have a spaceship and their spaceship looks like a bathtub on the inside, then they probably have some means of manipulating time.
I hate
it's just a simple jump from there to assuming that they created the Cave of Time. As you're thinking these thoughts, you become increasingly drowsy. In a moment, you are asleep. You awake in darkness. If you wondering if you may be traveling through space in the alien ship, but I've read this book before, so I know I'm not traveling in space on an alien ship.
No, you're sitting in a bathtub. You're an 8-year-old kid in a bathtub.
There's light coming toward you from one direction, and I get up and walk towards it. Then I realize that I'm looking through the opening of a cave. I hurry out, to my joy, I find Snake Canyon just as I remembered it. You are back in your own time.
Bro.
It's a long while before you feel like visiting Snake Canyon again. When you do, you find the opening to the Cave of Time has been covered over by a massive rock slide, and you think to yourself, that may be just as well.
Because I'm 52.
It was a very long time.
Does it say the end after that part?
It does say the end after that part.
What was the transition from the spaceship to the cave again? What was that?
Spaceship to the cave. I waken in the dark. I'm wondering
sleepsies in a spaceship.
Yeah. I imagine they put me to sleep and they're like, drop him off back where he's supposed to be.
They're like, you know what? He needs to go to sleep. Put a bathtub on top of the bathtub he's in until there is no air. He will go to sleep. We will then leave him in the cave
from which he came. We do not have that technology.
Just go steal another bathtub. Yeah, let's create a time machine to go to a time where there are bathtubs.
And there are two of them.
We will need a time where there are two.
First place they go is when they invented the bathtub. And they're like, ugh, there's just one. It's the prototype.
And the guy's like, well, I could make you another bathtub, but it will cost you 100,000 space dollars.
I sank my entire fortune into creating this prototype. Create another? You're mad.
There will never be another.
I call it the bathtub. The whole world will come here to clean themselves one at a time, and I will be rich.
I will charge them $1 apiece.
It will take a while, but I will make a lot of money.
And I will watch everyone.
I also invented a camcorder. Because this is my thing. So, there you go. I found the spaceship, dude. No worries. I got your back covered with the exciting adventure.
In which way did you beat the book, do you think? Do you beat the book by...
Have we ever traveled to a different time and then gone back home? Because I think that's beating it, is if you can travel. If you can travel to multiple different time periods and then go back home, right, that's beating the book. I don't know that that's possible.
Maybe not.
I didn't feel like I beat the book because I saw a spaceship and I got on it for 30 seconds. Like, there just wasn't enough of an experience. I mean, it's still mind-blowing. I was still reeling from the revelations.
That aliens created cavemen, specifically. That
aliens created the first people. With the clothes and everything. The aliens created the first people in Native America, and all life came from there thanks to the cloud aliens. And I'm also assuming that that means that they aliens aren't even from outer space. They're just from the clouds.
Yeah, they just live in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
They're not aliens. They're some kind of incredibly advanced cave people.
We're looking too far.
They're like fools. Their telescopes see right past us.
Yeah, and you're right. They're totally cave people up there, and yeah, they were just coming down for a vacation. They're like the six couples wanted to go on like a couples retreat.
If that was an option where like you go to a place, mm-hmm, you're like, I'd like to go to Florida, please. And then you just wake up laying on the ground somewhere in Florida. I'd pay money for that.
I'd pay a lot of money for that. Yeah. Would you have to get into a little cube? Because I don't think I would get into the cube.
I would not get into the cube. I don't like that at all.
But that's how the technology works, though. It's cube technology.
Well, just do whatever you do to me in the cube where I wake up somewhere, mm-hmm, else.
Yeah, I'm following you.
Start that process early, mm-hmm, somehow. Find another. If it's not the same gentle process, use a less gentle process and then deposit me in the cube.
You mean you want to be like in a sphere? Because it's only cubes. It's just cubes is the thing.
Then yeah, I'll do the cubes.
I can hold your hand while you're in the cube.
That's all I need. Thank you. That's all I was looking for.
Is that so much to ask? I would like a bag of peanuts, and I would like you to hold my hand.
Yeah, and you're going to have to help me eat the peanuts because I only have one hand available now that you're holding my hand.
So I was very excited to find aliens.
That was a pretty exciting trip. You went somewhere else. It was still in the distant past, but at least it was nice out and not cold.
I think
which I would argue is that you went to multiple points in the past and then came back.
Yeah. If I had like gone out and seen a Wooly and then gone back in,
yeah,
that would count as a double experience and then a return. But we're not there yet. And we probably will not ever go there.
I think it'll never happen.
Yeah. I think that's a tie this week. I think it's a wash.
Cannot imagine that my ending was as acceptable as your. I had a loss this week.
Well, we need to separate the emotional response to what happens to us.
It should purely be based on the emotional response.
I've been trying to keep it based on what happens to the character, like from a character point of view.
I'm close to that. I think it should be what the narrative is. Like, what is the actual story that we're talking about? Which is the better story?
Oh, yeah. The old man did say some very dark stuff to you.
Yeah. I met the old man. Pretty cool. And then I want to go back for kind of the dumb reason. Okay. But it's just as bad there as anywhere. Off you go. It's not a good ending.
With one sentence, he like broke you for the rest of your life.
Hey, that kid is awfully sullen. What's wrong with him?
He knows the truth of our universe.
He learned some truths.
Okay, well, I'll take the win then.
Yeah, you take that win.
I'm going to tell you, man. You got to start stepping up your game.
Well, I think I've got plenty of time to do it.
I don't know. I think we got to be getting close to the end of having gotten all of these.
We're getting close to the halfway point.
I don't understand where the other options are.
There are 40 endings.
How are there other paths?
And we are 7 weeks into it. And I think we've gotten 13 endings.
I can't tell you how shocked I was that the choice I took was something that we haven't done before. Because I could have sworn it was something that I'd heard you do before. I just know that I hadn't.
Yeah, yeah.
That left-hand choice. So I think there's just a lot of... I think this book just has some dark secrets.
Yeah, it does. We're going to be like, wait, there's way more to this book than I thought. Nah, I'm just kidding. That's not going to happen. We're never going to think that.
All right, some podcast business. Oh, I wanted to do not a retraction, but maybe like a gentle apology.
Oh, we're going to have to do a lot of these.
The first time we did a quiz game of Choose Your Own Adventure or... Mm-hmm. I did Choose Your Own Adventure or episode of Young Indiana Jones Chronicles.
That's right.
I feel like that was a little disingenuous because when I was looking through the Choose Your Own Adventure Wikipedia, apparently there was a series of Choose Your Own Adventure books based on the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles.
That is not possible. Really?
There were several branded branches of Choose Your Own Adventure. One was Choose Your Own Adventure, the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. Ooh. With such hits as The Roaring Twenties, South of the Border, and African Safari.
Oh, God.
I'll not be touching any of those. But check out some of these other branded Choose Your Own Adventure experience lines.
Young Indies.
In the late 90s, there was Choose Your Own Star Wars Adventure. Did you know that?
What? We made the wrong podcast, dummy.
We really did. We didn't do our research, and that's our fault.
We did no research. Now we're stuck in the cave of time.
We will be paying the price for the rest of our lives. But here's the weird thing. There were three books in that series. A New Hope, The Emperor Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi.
That's fascinating. All the things that could have happened, but didn't.
Do you think you can possibly get the right story?
Yeah, you must be able to, right? We got to do a podcast where we do these books. Once we get the It'll real story, we can move on to the next book.
We'll do those as like a bonus. Like every once in a while, we'll tackle one of those.
For our live shows, we'll do the stuff.
Let's look at some other branded ones here. I think there's
Junior. Do you think it'd be like evil Luke Skywalker in those?
Well, I would hope so.
Or do you think like you just fall off of stuff mostly and die? The Rancor eats you.
Probably fall off of stuff
mostly. He's a lot falling off of stuff.
So overall though, an exciting experience for me and a depressing experience for you.
Yep.
But I still only got two new pages.
And I got one. So that's a grand total of three new pages, being generous with the number of words.
115 pages.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm completely done. My spring break is almost over. So I want to go get a little bit more of that spring break on this sun lotioned body. I do have sun lotion on.
That's smart. Just rub it on your chest like Vix Vapo business. Just to get that smell floating up.
It's the middle of the night. Or just all in your beard. I'm in my beard mostly because that's how the smell really stays.
Nice. I like just putting a stripe across my forehead so I sweat and it gets in my eyes even though I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, you just put it in your eyebrows. Eyebrows. Just really get it in the eyebrows. And that way the smell stays.
For a long time.
It stays in there for a long time, so the stinging sweat happens for a very, very long time. And that's when you feel like you're really on spring break.
Yeah.
And then you cry and call mom and ask her to take you home.
I want to come home.
And she's like, I'm on vacation.
And I think you're in your house.
Pretty sure you're in your house. Just find Katie. I'll text her. All right, man. Well, this has been a pleasure as usual.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you had a horrible time, but we'll have
more. It was great.
We'll have more fun next week, okay? I've been where you are right now. I hit rock bottom, and it gets better.
Thanks, man.
I shouldn't use that phrase. I've been where you are. I hit rock bottom as well. The book isn't always that bad.
It keeps going.
It doesn't stop. It's not over. It's never over. The journey
is never over.
And thanks for listening, everybody. Again, you can find us on Twitter at @finishitpod.
Subscribe to our thing and let us know how people listen to podcasts on Android devices. We don't know.
Yeah, because we don't feel like Googling it.
I Googled it. It's just hard to know. And
if anybody has a favorite podcatcher that you want us to put this on, tweet us.
It's Podcatcher. That's weird.
That's what they're called.
No, I know. It sounds like people trying really hard. So
you didn't even do a cursory Google then?
I would say I did a cursory Google. I just didn't do a ton of reading.
All right, we'll see you next week. Until then, We love you, Mom.
Yeah, love you, Mom.